This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning and welcome to the BJ. BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and podcast later on today. Happy Halloween!
Yeah, no kidding. Woo! Woo! Oh my gosh, I forgot all about it. And then I saw somebody and they were dressed as a witch. And I was like, oh, that's right.
Hey, do we have a platform where people can post their Halloween costumes?
I have no idea.
I don't know if we do either. I thought about that earlier today and I thought, man, maybe we should. But then again, I don't know where you put them. I don't know how you do it.
Well, like Facebook.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
So outsiders can post on our Facebook page?
In the comments.
Let's put them on there then.
Are you a dumbass today?
Yeah. Well, I don't use Facebook.
First of all, you said Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. I said ho, ho, ho.
I know you did.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just go with whatever I just said. You don't have to correct me. It was a Merry Christmas moment.
I never said Merry Christmas. I said ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know how Facebook really works. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll put it up so that people can post and share what they're wearing.
Yeah, put your costumes up. Nobody here has a costume on.
Nope.
We're just
well,
a lazy bunch.
It's a little early.
Yeah, to get up and deal with it.
it's a little early for. But one year you did come in as a lizard or something.
Yeah, PJ Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot what that character's called. I don't know. It's a lizard.
Yeah. PJ Mask.
And it was a onesie. Right? Yeah. It was literally a onesie.
I still have that.
With the tail.
I should have brought it today. That would have been great. All right. Happy Halloween, everybody. You're traveling today, aren't you?
I am. Are you doing the trunk or treat thing?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, did you do it?
I didn't get a chance because of the contract.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, being at my house. My wife went to it.
Oh, she did.
But we didn't participate as far as having a vehicle there.
Yeah.
But they participated as far as walking around to other vehicles, getting everybody else's candy. And then he went to a trunk or treat last night at the church, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're racking up on candy. Going to re-gift it.
Have you stolen any yet?
No, I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't seen the candy yet. I didn't go.
That's the best part when you, like, just take that one little snicker out of their, pillowcase, and you're like, oh, this is the best one ever.
It's the parent tax.
And not only that, when they're 6 years old, they don't realize you're taking the best candy.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't get it, okay? Yeah. But you do as an adult.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. Hey, look what I have. I have the passwords for us to get into the voting system.
I saw that. I was like, no way.
What kind of mistake is that?
That's I've already used them.
You know what's funny? It's like that, oh, my God, what's that guy that's the commentator for the sports and his video got put online? Remember, he was having relations.
Oh,
Sharp.
Yeah. Shannon Sharp. Yep. Yeah.
It's as bad as that.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I can't believe somebody's not fired over that.
Yeah. Well,
you know, how do you keep a job? You got one job.
That's
to secure an election, right?
Yeah.
You got one job and you put all the passwords out there
for days.
For every county except for one.
But wasn't it just partial? Partial passwords?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how it works.
I thought it was partial.
I don't even know how it works. If he had the passwords, what do you do with them? Yeah, I have no idea. I just know it's a big screw up.
But look what I brought.
Oh, you got your ballot?
Nice.
Ballot. How'd you get the mailbox?
I found my key.
Oh, you lost your key. Where'd you find it?
It was in a cabinet, you know, like in a little dish.
And you saw a key hidden. And you thought to yourself, oh, that's the mailbox key.
No, it says the number on it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Because I would never know.
Yeah, the guy.
If I found a key like that, I'd be like, what the hell's this going
to do? No, the mailbox guy put a little sticky thing on it, like a little circle stick.
Oh, that's nice.
With the number on it.
All right, so you're going to fill that out today?
I sure am.
You're going to drop it off?
I am.
Okay,
do it before
you get out of town today.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to apparently Sherry Davis.
I
don't know Sherry Davis.
I don't either. Is she the cheater?
She's the clerk and recorder for Douglas County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who the cheater is. I just thought maybe.
No, I'm
connecting
Sherry's...
everybody to it.
No, I think Sherry's cool.
Is she?
I don't
Good
know
Good for her. So this is the first time you've voted in a long time, isn't it?
Like, I think ever.
Have you ever voted before? You've never voted?
Well, I feel like I went into a place once in California and then they turned me away.
So this is momentous right
now. Yeah, it is. I feel like I'm already opening it wrong.
Yeah, you're a big girl.
I am. Yeah. Girl, now, yay!
All right, happy Halloween, everybody. It's going to be pretty nice for trick or treating. It's going to be around 50 degrees.
I
it's going to be fine, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, today wasn't as cold as I thought it would be.
It's still pretty cold.
I mean, it's a little chilly out there, but it's not like what they had forecast.
I thought of you because you know what I did today.
What's that?
I was laying in my bed, my warm bed.
Oh, you thought about me?
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because I got my remote and I pushed my button and I started my car.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And it got nice and warm. And
you should be able to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Lisa get you one of those?
She did. She got it for Christmas last year.
And
it's sitting in the garage in a box.
Yep, that's why I thought of you. I was like, and then I got in my car, and it was so warm.
Oh, man.
It was so happy.
And PJ's scraping ice off.
Right?
Yeah, man. Foot of snow.
Yeah.
I had to dig my way out this morning.
How come you haven't gotten that installed?
Just lazy.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
All right.
No other excuse, really. I mean, she even got me the installation and everything.
I know. All you have to do is call.
I just got to go by there and sit there for an hour while they put it in, but I just haven't gotten around to it. I've been busy.
Maybe
it's been a busy year, folks.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. 2025. I think that's a year of getting the list done,
nice,
you know?
Nice. Yeah.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Bruno, Halloween. Look out, the trick-or-treaters are going to be out there tonight. Be careful in the neighborhoods. Why is it that so many people are upset with teen trick-or-treaters? My wife brought that up yesterday. You got to watch out for the teenagers that come to your door. Who cares, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't.
You don't, do you?
No, obviously not.
Okay. And there's two things. I saw one this morning where, I guess, Kim Kardashian or somebody like her, I forgot who it is, being blasted online because they're wearing one of those sexy costumes.
Yeah.
And I do have to tell you, when I see one of those, I do kind of judge the person that they're really wanting to be looked at or showing off, like a guy that goes as a male stripper to a Halloween party.
Well, first of all, let's go back to the teen thing. I know for a fact that Carson has a problem with teenagers.
You do?
Yeah, he told me, and he probably doesn't remember telling me, but he said, yeah, you know, I get the candy, and then I try to, like, you know, like this little kid will get a couple pieces. I try to, you know, spread out the love, but then all of a sudden I'll get teenagers, and now I'm just so mad about it.
What? It's just like they're almost 18 years old. I've got 17-year-olds coming to my house, and I'm like, come on, really?
Who cares?
Save the candy for the little kids.
Yeah,
you're a little too old. I think it's 17. You're a little too old to be trick or treat.
Are you ever too old for Christmas?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, come on, man. It's one day of the year. It's cheap ass candy you're giving out. Who cares if it's a teenager? Let them live it.
Well, the meme is, well, at least they're not out doing bad things. They're, you know, they're just trick or treating, right? They could be doing far worse. So that's why you should give them candy.
Yeah, I'd egg your house.
I'm a little sour because last year there was a bunch of 17-year-olds trick-or-treating right out. I gave them candy, whatever, and in the middle of the night, my pumpkin still got smashed, And I know it was a 17-year-old.
Well, but the pumpkin's over with. It,
no,
Halloween,
but I get his point.
Done.
You gave him candy.
Yeah,
and then they came back
on.
And smashed his pumpkin. I mean, that would piss me off.
I didn't turn you away, and then you come egg my house or smash my pumpkin.
No,
you know?
But when you get 72, you're the get off the lawn guy.
I'm the get off the lawn guy right now.
Yeah, he's already that guy. No, he admits it. He knows
I will chase people down the street if you touch my lawn.
Remember, he's a cross cutter.
Yeah. My wife has a problem with it. She's the same way. It's like, okay, that kid's too big to be trick-or-treating. It's like, leave the kid alone.
Well, and you guys have a gigantic kid, so he already looks 13. Yes. So he's gonna have trouble when he's 9. Because people like your wife are going to be like, right. Oh, he is too tall.
He does. He looks like a 35-year-old out there. Trick-or-treating.
When he's 9, he'll be, hello, trick-or-treat. He's so tall.
That's great.
Oh, my God. All right, and then the other part I bring up
is because you see girls that dress in sexy costumes every single year. Same girl, same type of costume, okay?
I don't mind that either. I don't care. It's their one time to be a whore. Yeah. It's fine.
It's an excuse, yes.
Yeah.
Here's the way I see it, though. I see it like, okay, you are trying to show off. No big deal. All right. But one of the things I love about Jamie White, okay? Jamie is a very attractive lady.
Oh,
very,
thanks.
Very pretty woman.
Oh,
all right.
PJ, now, that is so sweet!
Jamie White would never, ever dress like that for Halloween,
true.
Okay? Jamie White will show up in a squirrel costume. I've seen Jamie in some of the most hideous Jamie, and I'm speaking the truth here, okay? And I admire that. I love that. It's so endearing. Because she could go over the top, you know, and go out and get the hula skirt and a little coconut bra. To run over to Rinky Brothers, get herself, you know, something really flashy, be a stripper on the side, carry a boombox with her, you know. But no, she'll show up at the biggest Halloween party in town as a squirrel. And we're talking a full onesie, okay? Full onesie. You don't even know it's a woman under there.
With a stuffed pillow in my
big stuffed pillow. And I love that. I think that is so cool. So when I see a picture of Kim Kardashian, for example, there's a picture this morning. She's barely got anything. How do you call it a costume if there's no clothing?
Well, right.
There's no clothing.
Although I will give it to Heidi Klum. Like, did you see her that one year she was, it was last year. She was like a big lizard or something.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see her face.
Yeah.
I mean, she wears the most.
And that other year she was like a worm.
Yeah, that's one.
That
I'm
was
at.
Crazy
yeah, the
too.
Worm. She was crazy.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool when you can just shed that. I don't know if it's an ego, a show off, whatever. You can just shed that for that night and go as something really stupid.
Kim Kardashian would never go as a squirrel.
Never. Never. And I kind of say, and I say that in a very critical way, too.
Yeah.
That she would never go as a squirrel.
No.
My wife would never go as a squirrel.
Yeah.
I love you, Jamie.
Maybe this is on me.
I love squirrels. Yeah, maybe I should have started this conversation a little different.
Yeah. You're odd, Jamie.
Jamie's a weird bird, man.
Right?
She is a weird squirrel. Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wait a minute. I have questions.
Yeah.
We have a ban on same-sex marriage?
We have a ban. No. Here?
No. So what that is, it's...
I'm looking at my ballot, everybody. No. Here's what... Let me read it to you, okay?
Yeah.
It says, shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution removing the ban on same-sex marriage? Yes for, no against.
So an amendment means that they're going to change the original document. It doesn't mean that we have a ban on it now.
Sure reads that way.
I know, but Bree and I looked into it last night when we were filling out our ballots.
Yeah.
And that's what it means. It's just an amendment to the original document of the Colorado Constitution.
So I'm going to say yes.
Yes. If you want to.
I feel like they even like did yes for, no against. I want everybody to be able to get married if they want to.
They could make those questions a little easier.
It's confusing. It
should say right now, same sexes can get married. Are you for this? Yep. That's what it should say.
You know what? They should do ballots for dummies.
Yeah, they should.
No.
Well, actually, you can go online. They have it.
Oh, they have ballots.
If you go in and look, you can find they'll translate it for you.
Okay, because
there's this website called Ballotpedia.com, and they ranked how hard everyone's ballots are, and Denver or Colorado's is like the fifth hardest in the whole country.
Really?
To read, yeah.
It's because of the verbiage.
They give you like, it's like they'll rank it out of 25, I think.
Yeah.
And it goes from 1 to 25, and that's like what grade you would be in. To read it, and ours is 22, so you have to have a PhD to like read these things.
Let me read you one. Ready? Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning judicial discipline, and in connection therewithin, establishing an independent judicial discipline board, setting standards for judicial review, a discipline case, and clarifying when discipline proceedings become public. What?
Yeah.
That was easy. Absolutely. I don't even know.
Read that again.
I'm just going to put my finger on yes or no. And like whatever.
They actually make it so hard. A lot of people don't even mark those.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you can't understand it.
You just skip over. You vote for the president. You vote for representative, senate, whatever, and you move on.
I think it's interesting that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still on as a presidential candidate.
Yeah, he's on in several states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't even know there was like 10 candidates for president.
Yeah. You got independents. Don't you have that, what's her name, something Stein, something Steiner?
Who's Cornell?
There's a Green Party too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Who's Cornell West?
Cornell West is on every ballot every single year. Every time there's an election, he's on there.
Is he one of the reindeer in that Santa Claus movie? Wasn't that Cornell or something?
I don't know.
It's in.
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, anyway. There's a few things to get to. First of all, we never got to this yesterday, and that is Travis Kelce. He sings. He's going to be on, you know how, what's his name? Jason Kelce does a Christmas album?
Yeah.
Well, this one's called Philly Christmas Special. And it's this album, and here's a clip of the song Christmas in...
I don't have it. All I have is... The claw!
What was that claw from?
A Toy Story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember the claw machine?
Yeah. I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't have it.
All right, well, never mind then.
Yeah, forget it. Thanks for doing.
Do you have it now? You still don't?
No, he's got to log in, switch things over.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, we'll move on then. Let's see here. Kim Kardashian has deleted Saint's YouTube channel. I guess the 8-year-old posted anti-Kamala memes.
How does an 8-year-old figure out a YouTube channel? I've been trying to do that for years.
A YouTube channel belonging to Saint West, the eldest son of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, vanished on Wednesday after two posts criticized Vice President Kamala Harris. They were on the account, and so he got shut down by his mom. Yeah. So she's like, yeah, not today.
Yeah.
I think it'd be dangerous for an 8-year-old to have a YouTube
channel. Yes. And that kid probably had no idea what they were posting.
Probably not.
Anti-Kamala? Yeah. I don't think he would know, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's so she shut it down. And then The View's Joy Behar. I guess there's a girl on there named Sarah Haynes. I don't really watch The View. And she had a secret lesbian relationship. And then Joy told her mom and dad about it.
I guess mom and dad are in the audience.
Yeah.
So she revealed it yesterday.
Why did she do that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Where did it come from? Have you seen it or anything?
No, I'm sure there's a clip out there, but right now all I have is the claw. A claw. That's like a running bit now.
Oh,
every time we don't have the audio, I'm playing the claw.
The claw. Oh, I forgot I bought something.
Hey, Spindle, can you look into Joy Behar?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say this. When you see the picture of the mom as Joy reveals that her daughter is lesbian, the look is priceless because the mom is like, What?
That's just bizarre.
It's weird.
By the way, who watches The View?
Seriously, that's what I always wonder.
I don't know how it's lasted so long.
I don't know
Whoopi
either.
Whoopi makes my skin crawl. She just does. Ugh, God.
All those women.
But and Joy is no better.
No.
I think maybe I
think I dislike Joy more.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't watch.
They're equally.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, what else was going to tell you? Oh, yeah. We kind of knew this because Tom Brady, he posted that weird thing on Instagram, a Stevie Nicks song, right? And it was like at sunset. And we were like, oh, no, Tom's sad. Well, I guess the truth is he is sad.
He's sad.
He was not expecting them to have a baby.
Yeah, I said that we read too much into this. I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong, man. I admit it right here. Tom is sad.
He is sad.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a connection with somebody as, you know, like, okay, we have a child, and then they have a child with somebody else, you're like, well, we don't have that thing anymore.
Yeah.
Because now they have it with somebody else.
Right.
I mean, I don't care that my son's dad, you know, I don't know.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would care either.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that would come into my head would be that it changes the life of the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now they have a half-sibling, okay?
Right.
So you would probably think, oh, I don't know if I like this part of it, you know?
And for me, it was easier because my kid's an only child, so I was happy he had somebody else,
yeah.
You know? So like when we're dead and gone, he at least has a half-sibling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, oh, thank God. But for him, they had three kids, actually. He has three kids. Right? The other one from another marriage.
Yeah. Yep.
And now there's another one, and so those kids have like all these other side actions.
It's kind of a crazy dynamic.
It is. So one over here from dad and one over here from mom.
It's more common today than ever.
Well, that is true. Who's your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your dad?
Well, we have that situation. I got three older boys.
Yeah.
And they got a little brother now. He's 6 years old. It's kind of weird for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Because I know that my son said that his little brother was confused.
Yeah.
Because he thought his little brother thought his mom was the same mom.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I have a different mom. Yeah. And he's like, what?
It is. It would be hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain, too.
Yeah. Yeah. When a man loves a woman, is how it started out.
No, it is. I didn't start with that.
Yeah, and do it in front of your wife. They love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, son, I stooped this other woman three times. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, there you go, tablet trash.
I don't know why that wasn't funny. I didn't laugh at all.
At all.
At all. BJ and Jamie, you're on a Halloween morning, man. A lot of trick-or-treaters are going to be out there tonight. Do be careful. Going to be 50 degrees for trick-or-treating.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.